Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com. Save big money at
Menards. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Gigantic. What's today? Wednesday? Gigantic Pop. Here we are, face to face. We said we were going to see you later this week, and Matt Morgan had some thoughts and feelings today, and he just flashed the Gigantic Pop symbol up in the sky, the signal, and he was like, we got to do a podcast right away. Can you believe what Brian Alvarez said about CM Punk? And his comments, and Matt.
Well, let's set this up a little bit regarding what happened. So, you know, we discussed at length CM Punk's interview with Ariel Helwani. The YouTube is going off in the background, so I'm hearing myself. But we discussed CM Punk's interview with Ariel Helwani, mm-hmm. all the different topics he touched on, and you know. Brian Alvarez, him and Dave Meltzer, obviously, they took, you know, actually Dave on Wrestling Observer Radio last night seemed to agree with, you know, several parts of what Punk said, but obviously mm-hmm. had some disagreements. And then today again on Wrestling Observer Live, there's this YouTube clip of Alvarez kind of taking umbrance to Punk's interview. Also, taking a lot of stuff he said literally, like when Punk said with Hangman Page, like I did the professional thing. I didn't double take him and kill him. Obviously he wasn't really being serious about that. He wasn't actually wanting to kill Hangman Page.
Jungle Jack Perry, yes.
Well, no. And then later with Jungle Jack Perry, first he said Hangman Page. And then later with Jungle Jack Perry, he said, you know, I did the polite thing and I didn't punch him. I choked him out. But again, joking.
Yes.
A lot of stuff in there. He also talked about, you know, kind of putting it on Punk about the.
Kinda. No, he doubled down because he's an AEW mark. I'm going to call him out. So let's go.
He basically said that Punk. Everyone in AEW was talking about how Punk got Colt Cabana fired.
No, they weren't, by the way. No, they weren't. I've got 12 friends that worked there. Zero of them said that.
So, and also, Cabana wasn't fired.
Because it didn't happen. Exactly. It didn't happen. Mm-hmm.
So, Matt, that's kind of the gist of it. Why don't you start and I'll kind of fill in anything Please. Else we might be missing.
So I'm coming back from a board meeting, an important board meeting, a Hero Strong nonprofit organization board meeting for planning our upcoming Flag Day, right? I'm all excited. I'm pumped. I'm, ecstatic. And I'm driving back home. Like, I'm just going to let I don't know how you guys are when you drive, but I always click in YouTube to my phone and put it on my stereo. And whatever my wrestling podcast that I'm subscribed to will just play after the next. As long as I'm subscribed to it until tonight, where I unsubscribed from the Wrestling Observer podcast because I watched and listened. I had to stop. I had to turn my phone around instead of just listening to it and watch. Again, body language, facial expressions are important to me. And I watched Brian Alvarez not double down, but triple down and quadruple down on the fact on how CM Punk is the spawn of Satan. He's evil. He's terrible. He's the world's worst human being. And basically was trying to delve into the Ariel Helwani very good job doing an interview, by the way, Ariel, and getting those answers that you got, my brother. It shows Punk trusts you, which says something about Ariel. So when Tony Khan makes fun of him and calls him biased and all this other stuff, hey, say what you want, Tony, but that dude got more answers out of CM Punk than anyone else ever has. So say what you want. It gives that dude credibility. And I was happy to see it done. With that said, I was watching the Observer podcast because I'm like, they can't be serious. They're making joking faces. They're probably smiling. Wink, wink. Hit it, nudge, nudge. We're going to get great ratings out of this. Tons of viewers, right? Because people are going to be pissed. Their britches are going to be up in arms, right? Because we're talking ish about CM Punk, right? So you guys still hear me?
We got you.
Yeah. Okay. And so I watched it. I'm like, no, that's not what he's doing here. He, again, is quadrupling down on that CM Punk. Every comment he basically made was disputed by unnamed people. So, dear Brian Alvarez, if you're going to make that type of comment, guess what? It's time to ante up. Name your damn sources. If you're not going to name your sources, shut up. Because you just look like you're in the bag for AEW. Not even AEW. Your boys in AEW. And it makes it so people like me from the beginning of time, before I became a wrestler, would subscribe to like to your newsletter. It, because it was the only thing out there that would pull the curtain back and teach us like what kayfabe was or what, you know, behind the scenes pro wrestling was. Like, it was all we could. It was a drug, if I'm being honest with you guys. As a young college kid, my roommate had subscription, and I got it before he did. I would beat him to his mailbox and get it out of there because I'm like, I'm a bigger fan of this guy. Like I was horrible, but my point is, like, it's just you guys completely demean yourselves by doing this and being so obvious, Brian. So what am I talking about? Brian was trying to cover, again, and quadruple down on how CM Punk's comments on the Ariel Helwani interview were not true, essentially. And also saying silly things like, well, we didn't even report it here on The Observer on how, what's his name? Come on. What's his name was fired? Thank you. Colt Cabana. Thank you, Raj. How Colt Cabana was fired. Dude, by you and the Wrestling Observer saying things like, quote unquote, sources say, yes, you are. Yes, you are literally reporting that. That is what you're doing. And you know what you're doing. And you know what you did. Don't try to walk it back now by trying to say like, oh, well, we technically didn't say it. Sorry, Jackson. Jackson is upset. I'm so loud. but this really fired. Listen, this really fired me up. That's why I texted you both and said I want to cover this because if nobody calls, everybody just calls out Meltzer, right? Because it's an easy target. But I'm sorry, Brian Alvarez is the one that needs to be called out here because I'm probably giving him too much credit here. But many times when Dave has a certain opinion, Brian will give the opposite opinion of it, right? Just to play contrarian. And most fans dig that because now both of their viewpoints are being considered. And it's a smart move. But when I'm sitting there watching him just completely desecrate Punk and make him seem like again, evil and the spawn of Satan and how his contact said X, Y, and Z. Dear Brian, I promise you I have more contacts in the company than you do, my brother. And I've wrestled with half of them. And I assure you, the night in which the stuff with Jungle Jack Jerkoff Perry happened, I promise you, my friends, I know a hell of a lot better than you'll ever know them. And I know what they told me on what happened that night. And what you tried to put out in your little cute podcast here tonight was not true. It just wasn't true. I don't know how to say any other language. It's completely contradictory from what I was told.
Glenn, you were going to say something?
Yeah, I was going to say, he really tipped his hand on his sources.
Tipped his hand?
No. Well,
he said, here's my card, just so you know what they are.
But it colors his reporting on the event. And it was weird. It reminded me, and I don't think this is politically controversial because I'm talking about something from 20 years ago. But I remember like flipping AM talk radio stations and you would hear after like the war in Iraq and the no WMDs, you're your host that would be like George W. Bush. He loves freedom. He's, you know, I look at my president and I hear people talk about, he's a really nice guy. He really has like simping so hard for somebody. Like you're just doing PR for them at that point. And that was the thing. Tony Khan, he's a nice guy. He has a reputation. People walk all over him. Why? Because he's so generous.
And I think in his comments, he basically was saying, Tony's a nice boss. A lot of people like him. And then Punk came in and everything kind of went sour with AEW because of Punk.
I'm glad you said that. He verbatimly said that. I'm so glad you said that. No, Brian, wrong. AEW was cruising at a certain altitude until CM Punk came. And guess what, brother? It went, so good try. Try again, you mark.
Yeah. It was just very, very, I've never heard somebody so clearly articulate that they are in cahoots with someone and pushing a narrative. And I think that was his mistake because look, everybody in this business has sources. I have the shittiest sources and connections because nobody tells me anything. People just ask me to retweet their new single that they're dropping. And I ask questions and I get crickets. But that being said, we all talk in some level to talent. And I think that we go out of our way to make sure that we're not just parroting one perspective. Part of being a journalist is taking into account multiple sources and multiple perspectives and trying to form your own opinion and argument, but also being able to say, well, one side says this and one side says this. And we've heard these things. But he was just like, it was very, very clear that Tony Khan has a direct line to Brian Alvarez.
Can I give my example of how true professionals handle their job with getting multiple sources, no matter if they're their boy or not?
Yeah.
I tried to have Raj be the first website to do the report on Ric Flair coming to TNA that night. Mm. Raj was literally fighting me on it, going, Matt, I just need one more source. If I can't get that secondary source, I can't report it. That's my thing. That's what I'm known for. I got to stick by it. I'm like, dude, I'm here. I'm looking at it. What the fuck? You know? And he would not put it out there until it was reported elsewhere. And that day, I was like, this dude's legit. And that's when, like, I've always had respect for Raj, but that day gave me like 20,000 times more respect for him because he didn't sell himself out. He didn't sell his ethics out. And I always respect Raj for it. And
thank you, Matt.
Well, you remember. And at the same token, it's the opposite nowadays. And I get it. Everybody's got it's a chase to the bottom, essentially, right? We're trying to put hot stories and hot takes out there. And unfortunately, and it sucks. And I'm contributing to it right now. It's most negative stories that are ones that continue to draw the most traffic. I don't like that. And I'm contributing to it now myself. But by the same token, somebody's got to stick up for Punk. I'm sitting there going like, come on, dude. He just did this great interview. I know you don't like it, Brian Alvarez, because it's not your boy. And God forbid he said your name in the press scrum. Brian, if you want to share offline what he was talking about, let me know. Hit me up. I'll tell it to you. You know damn well what he was talking about. And now you're pretending to be coy. Like, I don't know. I had no idea what he was talking about. It's the same thing you're always talking about. Being bleep riders of those that you're bleep riders of and those that may not agree with them or be, argumentative with them, or in Punk's case, be like, hey, I'm here to make money. The rest of you guys are internet marks. What are we doing here? Which he should be saying, by the way. You ain't cool with that. You're obviously not cool with that. And the dumbest thing you could have done was quadruple down today in your little podcast. And before I finish, I've got to give it a major shout out to Brian Alvarez's co-host on that show, Mike. Mike did an amazing job of trying to rebut and be like, hey, whoa, wait a minute here. That doesn't make sense. Here's why this makes sense. And I was very impressed with him because I know with the Wrestling Observer, Mike, that there's a certain slant they're trying to put out there. And I give you all the props in the world, brother, for actually wanting to be a reporter, wanting to be a professional commentator and give your opinion, but at the same time, giving credence to it and giving legitimacy to it and giving ethics to it at the same token.
Yeah. And he did do a good job because he was the one that was bringing up, like, ultimately the responsibility fell on Tony for not getting the situation under control early on. And, you know, when the Hangman Page promo happened, not getting it under control right then and telling Hangman, you know, like, this is, you know, Colt Cabana is not fired. We didn't fire and bring him back. Yeah. He's with the company. He's been reassigned to ROH, and address it to the locker. I mean, he's shown that if people don't get along, he'll create a separate show. And so him moving Colt Cabana to a different, you know, different league, or, you know, a different subset.
Par for the course.
Yeah, that's just, yeah, exactly.
So guys, I don't know if you had a chance to watch the other podcasts, 83 Weeks, with Eric and others. But in other podcasts I watched today, they literally mimicked every word. I'm not saying they're copying me, but my point is, my point was true last night when I was the first to point it out. And that is, so Tony, your first thought process when your guys on your roster didn't get along with Punk, your first thought process was not get them all in the same room and say, I'm your boss. What I tell you goes. And if you don't like it, there's the door. McDonald's is hiring. UPS is hiring. Beat it. Right? No, that's not what he did. Instead, his first thought was, we'll just create an entirely different show with an entirely different roster. And friends of friends can be on this show. And friends of friends can be on this show. It'll be great. Oh, no, shit. This is not a clubhouse, Tony. It's not.
Hold on a second.
It's the wrestling business. Sorry.
Wow.
Jimmy MT91 with a $200 super chat. Sorry for interrupting you, Matt. Saying,
I think that's the biggest super chat we've ever gotten.
That is. We thank you, and the nonprofit Rain thanks you. We're donating all super chats this quarter to Rain. Jimmy MT91 with a $200 super chat saying, that TNA story is awesome. Thank you for being fair and honest. I definitely don't always agree with you guys, but I'll always hear out what you have to say because I know it's not agenda driven for the most part. You guys are awesome.
Thank you.
Of course, I hope you don't think it's agenda driven, because I ain't going back to wrestling business ever. So I don't think Glenn's gonna get abs all of a sudden. I don't think Raj is gonna start getting hops and wanting to do leapfrogs and drop kicks anytime soon.
I'd like to write for NXT. I've made that clear. But remotely, I don't want to go into the office. I just want to contribute storyline ideas.
What are you doing? What are you doing right now?
What? I'm just saying. I'm
just nod and wave, Glenn. Nod and wave.
I'm upfront about it. But there'll be terrible story ideas, and people will be like, oh, my God. Like, but I'll have fun. But anyhow, Jimmy MT, thank you for that. That is wow.
Leveling
up the super chats.
For some reason on my phone, whenever I do this, I can never see the amount. So, Jimmy, thank you, whatever it was. Thank you.
I'm just leaving that on screen.
Yeah, $200.
I feel like I have to let it sit in.
Holy crud. Thanks, Jimmy.
Yeah, thank you.
No, just, you know, it's like he's virtually just putting it right into your G-string, Rush.
I hope it wasn't a typo. You meant to do 20.
Zero got stuck. Shut up, you guys. It needs to be pointed out, because other websites would have ran with that immediately. Matt Morgan, semi-main event that night, the night that Flair was there. I think he would know better, right? He would know if Flair's coming or not.
If you'd had an iPhone back then, you could have sent a photo.
No, we were talking on the phone back then.
No, but were camera phones good? Could he send you? I mean, Raj, you're telling me if he sent you a photo of Ric Flair, like in a run sheet, you wouldn't have run with that.
Probably not. After
run sheet, what about him getting out of his limo? I take a picture. Dude is here.
Right. But you know, it's just one of those things. I mean, there's so many stories I've had to pass on. So many big ones too. Just because I wasn't the second source.
Yep.
I just remember we can tell this now. Raj Geary calling me one morning, waking me up because there were rumors of a Kevin Owens phone hack, and Raj and I trying to look at a alleged nude photo saying, "Do you think that's Kevin Owens?" And you called me.
Lord.
To discuss
what?
This.
I don't
when
even
the phone
remember
hacking
this.
Was happening. Yeah, you called me like one morning and I'm like, I'm the guy you called for this.
What? Because I would never report that regardless, even if it was true. Like,
but
when
you were
the,
like, there's the rumors of a phone, another phone hack. Those. I know, but yeah. You said, but you wanted to just confirm, was there another round of hacks? And then we were looking at the alleged photo. And
so besides trying to embarrass him, He's reaching out to you, smartass, because you're very smart and you're very tech savvy. Especially out of the three of us, you definitely are. We're cavemen compared to you. So with that, stop taking me off my thesis, which is burying Brian Alvarez.
Try just to vary it up a little bit. Okay, wait, I got another riff, Matt.
I don't know. No riff. No riff.
Okay, take fine. The
riff,
no riff.
Turn it sideways. You know what to do with it. We need to call a spade again, because this is the so-called Wrestling Observer, the Messiah, the Mecca of all so-called newsletters, right? And they cannot continue more than they have been recently of being in the tank for AEW. And today was a glaring example because, again, guys, if you watch any of their shows, Brian Alvarez is always supposed, more times than not, the contrarian to Dave's point of view. And the fact that he was going overboard the way he was and trying to take up for AEW, and, well, these guys, and he can't name the guys, said X, Y, and Z about Punk's situation, you know, whether it be with Hangman Adam Page, whether it be with Colt Cabana, or whether it would be with Jungle Jerkoff Perry, same thing. It was all the same narrative, and it's not cool, because you know Punk ain't going to do many interviews on this level where he's going to talk about it. And he's going to be able to put out 12 different podcasts, 15, 20, that will outnumber it. So therefore, there'll be a whole slew of fans that are just going to get Brian Alvarez's opinion and Wrestling Observer's opinion versus Punk's one interview he's probably ever going to do on the subject, in my opinion. And they're smart for thinking that way and doing it that way. But at the same token, it's not honest. It just ain't honest. So I don't know. I was really pissed off by it.
At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's learning environments are designed for supportive networking and collaboration. With over 330 academic programs, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
And it did seem like there were like 4 points from the Punk interview that they were trying to discredit, right? One was him saying Hangman, you know, he didn't take him down and, you know, kill him. And with Perry, he just choked him. You know, these are things that weren't literal, that were also, you know, said with a smile, a wink and a smile. But, you know, Alvarez did not bring up that it was Perry that got in Punk's face and then
initiated.
You
know, Mike's,
yeah,
so when somebody says, hey, what are you gonna do about it, guys? I'm not trying to be a tough guy here. In any of your scenarios, in real life scenarios, something is going to happen there physically. When somebody says, what are you gonna do about it, bumps chest with you. Okay, yeah. So one, you can punch him, you can headbutt him. There's a million things you can do. The fact that Punk simply just pulled him in for a front face lock just to control his body so he can't kick, can't punch him, can't hurt him, nothing like that. But the same token saying, dude, chill out, chill out, chill out. I'm sorry. That was the way to go in that mm-hmm. scenario. It just was versus being what? Punched in the mouth?
Yeah, look, I don't advocate, you know, for violence or anything like that, unless it's self-defense. But if Brock cuts me off, and Braun Breaker cuts me off, and we both get out of the car, I'm not going to go up to him and say, "What are you going to do about it?" You know?
No.
Like, sorry, kind sir, I'll go on my merry way. That's just an idiotic thing to say. And it's that meme you see on Twitter, right? The fuck around, find out. And,
yeah.
That's kind of what happened there.
What if Cash Wheeler cut you off in traffic? but here's the weirdest thing. Thank God, Brian Alvarez, thank God someone out there is trying to inform the people that billionaires, they can be really nice guys and good bosses.
How do you know that? How come you can't give us that same personal biography of Nick Khan, Triple H, anybody else there at WWE? Brian, why not?
Yeah. So we got some other super chats here. First, J.R. Smith, $2 saying promises kept. Keep up the great content. Thank you. Appreciate you, JR.
Might as well throw the plug in right now. Again, tonight, 15 minutes before we set this up. So hit the subscribe, get the notifications, and please give this a like. Really helps us out.
This, you know, Raj Geary, for all his money, he's a nice guy. And all he cares about is your validation through subscriptions. Nick Anicelli, $4.99 Mania picks. We will get to that before we wrap. We'll do a cursory overview because we don't want
to. We did it
already. Yeah, we did the Mania picks on Sunday's podcast. Definitely check that out. Sorry. But we'll do a couple. We'll do a couple here. Do the big ones.
And George Devine, $10 super chat saying, yo, just recently found you guys again. Loved you three on the Wink channel. Missing you guys together. By the way, you remember the random SmackDown review episode on Wink where there were 15 super chats about Bam Neely. They all blend together at this point.
Bam Neely.
So I back in the day, you guys, I'm so dumb. I didn't know how to pull up super chats. So I have no idea any of the Bam Neely stuff. I don't.
Oh, it all blurs together. Mania picks Seth Rollins cost Cody the title.
I say Damian really Priest. I think Seth wins. Rock comes out, says, "I told you, you're not going to leave here with the title."
Yes.
Damian Priest cashes in, or Punk lays out Drew and Seth after Seth wins, and Damian cashes in.
I'll take that more because Punk's now involved, right? But yeah. We'll see. I don't know. I want to be.
And he hates them both. Yeah.
Yes,
he's going to be great on commentary. Welcome,
Cody. Cody wins, and then Rock and Roman win the night before.
Before you continue with the chats, guys, because that's not what this podcast is about tonight. I want to ask you a question. No, seriously, I wanted to get my ish out there. That's why we're doing it. So, quick question: am I going heavy-handed? Am I? Be honest with me. Am I being heavy-handed in my opinion on this?
At first, when I read your text, I was like, man, Matt's really fired up. What's going on here? And then I put it on and I was like, okay, they're discussing it. But then when he started getting into just the putting Tony Khan up on this pedestal and, oh, Tony Khan's such a nice guy. How dare anyone disrespect the beloved Tony Khan, the savior of professional wrestling, let alone the scourge of the earth, CM Punk. It was really weird, man. I don't think I've ever defended anybody that hard in 8 years of doing a wrestling podcast or coverage.
It's weird. It's weird, Glenn.
And when I said the four things, I mentioned Paige, Perry, and then also that Punk ruined everything and AEW, and he's to blame for AEW's decline. And the fourth would, I guess, it would be the Colt Cabana stuff that, he got upset about the Colt Cabana stuff when no one said anything. And that was just what the boys were talking about. And it's like, well, you know, Paige went on national television and used it in a promo and threw off that whole promo.
Yes.
Punk had every right to be upset.
Of course he did. And again, it goes back to, I don't know which of the two, so I want to be fair. I don't know if it was Dave. I don't know if it was Brian. But one of the two stirred that pot by saying back then, sources say, or it is rumored to, guys, come on. In today's day and age of reporting, we know what that is. That you're trying to get that message out there. You're trying to push that narrative. And you did. Don't run away from it now because it backfired and caused a fight. And, oh, by the way, caused CM Punk going back to WWE. Something in a trillion years I thought would never happen again. So did every wrestling fan. And he's back. And he's getting them 2.2 million. Good job. Way to go, guys. If you meant to hate on him, good job.
And the weird thing about all of this is that this is really overlooked. And you talk about some press being a mouthpiece for AEW. Think back to how CM Punk debuted and about how Tony Khan used the wrestling press to essentially confirm to the fans this was happening without actually announcing it was happening.
What was happening? Sorry.
CM Punk coming to AEW.
Ooh.
Yeah, because that was all internet buzz and that it arena was. Sold it was out buzz, instantly.
Like, yes, but Tony Khan told somebody, probably the Observer, this is definitely happening, and thus the narrative was born.
So, I mean, look, I have no hang on, guys. I have no problem with that. Just say, hey, look, this is my guy. These are my boys. I'm sorry. Like, when I cover Punk on here, I say it all the time. If homeboy's wrong, I'm still probably going to support his point of view. I tell it to you guys straight from the gut. But like in these other podcasts, they don't say that. They try to act like they're being fair and balanced. They don't have a dog in the fight. Brian, yes, you do have a dog in the fight. You have multiple dogs in the fight. Just be real with it. And if I'm being honest, I wouldn't even cover it because you can't honestly cover it. And you proved it here again. There was no reason, Brian, for you to bring up Punk again today. Unless you're looking for downloads and likes and subscriptions. And God bless you. That's how you make your money. Maybe that's why you did it, because it was a hot button issue. But you covered what you wanted to cover yesterday with Dave on. And you decided to cover it again with Mike. Come on. You know what you were doing. And you know you're gaslighting. And that's okay. You're not the first. You won't be the last to do it. But at the same token, don't stand on your little wall of morality like you guys are the good guys and Punk's this evil human being, because we see what he's been doing here in WWE. That was AEW's lost, and I'm sorry. Yeah. You and your website are a part of it.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you, sorry, Raj, but let me just say, like, here's what he could have said that would have been a very fair and balanced way to present the situation.
Which don't bring it up again the second time. There's no reason for me to bring it up at all, Glenn.
Look, I know people on both sides of the situation. I've heard the inside story from all different perspectives. Mm-hmm. And I think it's fair to say that what we got from CM Punk yesterday was a little bit in character and a little bit him pushing his side of the story. But he could have done it in a way that wouldn't have been. He took a side. That's what really irked me about this, Matt. I think
I'm going to throw him off the road. I was like, this guy, my blood pressure spiked.
Matt didn't just unsubscribe from the podcast. He threw his phone out the window, got home, set his car on fire.
And guys, I'm not really kidding. On that YouTube clip that they have out there, that's the real Matt Morgan in the comment section.
Commenting
on that video.
Wait, can we read that? Can you call that up, Rush?
No.
Well, yeah, let me see.
Okay, couple super chats. We gotta wrap this up, guys. I gotta eat dinner still. Bigfoot Sneaker at Buck99 saying, guess DK will not be on X. Brian did it for him. Ooh. It's true.
Good point, BFS. He did.
Yes. DC Destiny 89 with $4.99 saying, great work by you guys. Matt, from those 12 wrestlers you spoke to, did any of them see anything that Punk did where Tony had to fear for his life?
I've been watching the show. Hell no. No, I promise no. No. And anybody says contrary is a Punk hater and they want to exaggerate to make him look like the spawn of Satan. And I'm sorry.
And look, I have maybe 1/1000th
front face lock. So just to, like, I'm giving up doing this. I got my big ass on camera here. Can you guys see? So here's a front. I'm going to take this microphone. Here's a front face lock.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm using my hands. Yes, I'm hurting the windpipe. I'm hurting the back of the neck. It's not good. It sucks for Jungle Jack Perry. Okay. But it stabilizes him, right? Now, what could possibly happen from here? Nothing, Tony. You have no reason to feel for your life. Stop lying.
Well, and I mean, I have a fraction of a percentage of a fraction of Tony Khan's pull in this world. But I think if I was at my place of business around my staff and people that worked for me, if there was a situation where anybody thought I was in danger, I think somebody would have intervened, especially a room full of professional wrestlers. So Tony Khan, the nicest, most loved person, apparently, where was somebody in that locker room, you know, aside from Samoa Joe, trying to make sure that TK was okay, because he's the one that signs the checks, you know?
I think hopefully the one positive that does come out of this is that Tony gets tougher with dealing with situations like this when they come up, and no longer just lets it tries to avoid linger. Conflict and hopefully divide it up and let it go away. It needs to be dealt with. And, you know, when Punk is saying he's not a boss, and I know Cody was saying, you know, Cody did an interview as well and was very, you know, had a lot of good things to say about Tony. And I think most people do. He's providing another
opportunity
for the boys and for talent, for everyone. You have another legitimate, that's what I'm saying, is that you also need to learn from experiences like this and make sure this doesn't happen again.
So here's what I don't like. Everybody bags on Dixie Carter as a money mark. Everybody and their brother and mother, sister-in-law, You name it. Stepdad, everybody says that, right? In today's day and age. And it pisses me off because what's the difference? Because I can assure you, if a fight broke out, I swear to you, I know you think I'm exaggerating, Dixie Carter, in the very least, would absolutely insert herself because she's Dixie Carter. And, oh my God, yes, she would. And she would have your ass in an office and she would figure it out. Hey, guy, I'll give you an example. Oh, I can't give you an example just yet. I can't.
Well, guys, Tony Khan tweeted tonight, breaking news, justified this is awesome chance for true Willie Hobbs versus Will Ospreay in a battle of Wills on AEW Dynamite.
Let him be in his little bubble with all those justified pops for so-and-so. He says that all the time. And that's cool. He wants to be a cheerleader. That's cool. But when Dixie Carter did it, everybody made fun of her for it. I just want to point that out. Why aren't people doing the same thing here? I'm not saying make fun of them. What I'm saying is people need to have a little bit more respect for Dixie. And I don't like how people just bag on her because they heard 83 Weeks or they heard, what's his name? Bruce's podcast and talking negative about it. When both of them, like, I took a shower, like, I have more shower time with that company and working with her than both of them combined did. And actually working in the office with Dixie Carter. So I don't like how they just throw her under the bus and make her seem the money mark when I'm watching today's day and age of pro wrestling fans like, Tony Khan's the best. Dixie never would have let that ish slide. Trust me on that. And, you know, I will give you my example. The night that Booker didn't want to do a job to me, we had a storyline. It was an important one. That was to get me to our quote-unquote TNA WrestleMania, if you will, and it was our it was called Bound for Glory, and they build me versus Kurt Angle, the head of the Main Event Mafia at the time. Okay, Main Event Mafia had all these world champions in it: Scott Steiner, Kevin Nash, Booker T, Sting. Who am I forgetting? I feel like I'm forgetting some person in there. Maybe I'm not. But anyways, it was to build to get to Kurt and give me credibility. And in Booker's defense, he's not wrong on this. They threw it on Booker like with no heads up. Say, Booker, you're going to go in there like a 3.5 minute match with Matt Morgan. You're going to put him over. He said, whoa, wait, what? No build, no nothing. So in his defense, he's not wrong. I didn't see it then. I was pissed at him then. But as I got older, I was like, well, that makes sense. Would I want to do a job like that after I've had certain equity in this business like a Booker T's had and just have to do a job to somebody in 3.5 minutes with no build? That would suck. So part of me gets it. But the same token, it was Dixie. Dixie Carter stepped up for me and made that entire – hang on. She put it out there. If you're not willing to do business with respect, we hope you do, but with respect, there's the door. And that is, in my opinion, how Booker left.
Yeah, and Frenchie Oathbreaker also bringing up Dixie taking Jeff Jarrett off of TV, who's Jeff Jarrett was one of the top stars after she found out about the affair with Karen Angle.
So do you see my point? My point is everybody has to make ha 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 because she's a female business owner. It's the only thing I can think of. And they're trying to make fun of her for it and being a money mark, et cetera, et cetera. But no offense to everybody that thinks that. I assure you, as a talent under her belt, so to speak, and under her watch, no way in hell. If a fight broke out like that, would she just let it slide and have everybody's asses in her office the next day and going bananas on us over it? I assure you that.
Yeah. Okay, we got some more super chats. J.R. Smith, $2, saying J. Willie equals truth. George Devine, $10. About the
Neely
wink episode. Yes, it was an episode with Matt, Glenn, and Issa, and someone mentioned Neely, and only Matt remembered who he was. And after that, there was like 15 super chats about Neely. It was the most he's ever drawn. Man, Matt, Glenn, and Issa, that was a... Yeah, that we only did a couple of those, but that's great to remember that. Yeah,
good times.
I've been doing this too long. Jealous that East is at Mania. Harris Gala, 50 in AED, saying that you think Cody lacked a big babyface promo that makes the victory feel organic like Brian at 14. Even the assault of The Rock progressed The Rock more than made Cody sympathetic.
Ooh.
This feels...
I disagree. I feel like we've already heard what... What else is Cody going to say at this point? We know
yes, you're right. He gave it to us in the beginning. He gave us the song and dance in the beginning, his why statement, if you will. He did.
And that vicious beatdown, you don't see that much anymore. And that leaves you wanting the babyface to win. And that the way they left off the air with the heels, so much heat, you know, that's an old school angle where you just
it is.
The heels really beat the hell out of the baby faces. So I thought it was great.
Yeah.
Yeah, Glenn.
No, I mean, we'll see, man. It's all in how they pay it off. John Cena's pulse pot. Still my favorite hand all these years. $2 super chat. Where can I read Matt's comments? I'm assuming on the Observer YouTube channel.
Don't go there.
Yeah, don't go there.
Don't go to any other channel. Just this one. In fact, from now on, we are going to just recap what other channels do.
So real quick, what I said here was way worse. If that's the way you're judging it. All I said was, like, I said something about Tony being his sugar daddy. And Brian Alvarez's sugar daddy and being in the tank for AEW overly so. That's essentially what I wrote in the comment section.
Peter Bahi, $2 saying, can we see Heyman turn on Reigns in a line with Cody? That would be unexpected.
No, I don't see. You can't turn Cody heel. You haven't had a baby face like this.
It'll never make sense. No.
Okay. Guys, 360 people watching live on YouTube right now. 1273 total, including X.
But this was supposed to be a short hitter. Put it out there.
Tomorrow, Matt's going to be cut off by someone in traffic and say, we got to do a podcast. I got thoughts about this.
Well, just wait to hear what Dave says on the podcast tonight. And we might have another one.
So here's one. I'm gonna take the rare approach. I'm going to defend Dave because at least Dave, when he feels the way he feels, he doesn't go all in. He doesn't go all in like that. He doesn't go where he's getting intense and what he's saying when he's trying to defend his point. He stays like right here in the middle as whatever the hell he's saying, he's saying. He doesn't go way up there. He just doesn't. And because of that, it doesn't antagonize people that have a differing point of view, in my opinion, for what it's worth. Even though I disagree with him on certain things, I don't feel like he's being a certain kind of way about it. Whereas Homeboy came on his podcast, his show, whatever the hell you want to call it, on the Observer today with a very clear, very, very clear marching orders from Tony Khan, AEW. Again, I don't approve that. That's my humble opinion. Okay, because Tony's not saying ish about it, right? So he's got his boys backing it up for him because Punk absolutely eviscerated him. AEW, especially, and I'm still waiting for it, Brian. Are you going to cover this as a PR boy? Cover the fact they didn't cover his injury. I want to hear that podcast. I do tore his tricep, and you did try to cover it there in there somewhere by saying he didn't tear his tricep in the middle of the all-out brawl out. He did it in the match. Good story. Good job, dude. Why didn't the company set up doctors for his surgeon to do that surgery, Brian, and then move forward and do the PR for it? Because they're minor league. And I don't even want to say that. Because again, I have a plethora of friends that work there, so I'm not trying to jabron them. I just want to jabron you. In your opinion, because you're so in the tank for him, it's so obvious, and it's frustrating to watch.
There you have it.
Hence the unsubscription. Not that they're worried about it. They don't care.
So speaking, subscribe to The Observer. Subscribe to Gigantic Pop. Go to YouTube. Give us a subscribe. Look, we really would appreciate y'all this weekend if you could spread the word on Twitter that the three of us are back.
Can I tell you what I will rock while I wear my suit today? You'll be impressed with me. Yeah, please. Ba-boom!
Ooh, those are sweet. Like the baby blue.
With my blue suit today.
Yeah.
That's kind of been the style lately is a suit with like Jordans or, you know, nice sneakers.
But hang on, these are not retros. These are originals. Step my game up.
It's probably not going to work with my Skechers slip-ins. We'll
see. Dude, those are 18s. How hard it is to get 18 circus shoes?
It's funny you mentioned that, Rich. I dropped like $200 on a nice pair of Nike walking shoes, Air Cushion, yada yada. Went next door to the Skechers outlet and just got like two pairs of shoes for $40. The slip-ins and then the most comfortable shoes. That's all.
I love them. I love them. My daughters are ashamed, but yeah, they're great.
No, they're so nice.
They're comfortable. It's all that matters, especially at our age, guys.
When I walk around outside, when I need to put on my shoes to go with the mail, I put on my Crocs.
I get in front of it all the time. I wear Crocs with everything. Socks, no socks, pants, shorts to the gym. I do cardio in the gym, by the way, in my Crocs. I get clowned for it all the time.
That's crazy. And you know what I rock when I go out, Matt, is the fanny pack.
Oh,
well, hey, your belongings. Yeah. No, I appreciate you bringing it back. Bring it back.
It's good. I mean, it's just the same as a body bag. It's just a little shaped different.
You know what you do is just bring your laptop bag and just act like you got a laptop in there and put your stuff in. All right. So we digress. Okay. Okay, if we don't have another breaking news podcast Saturday afternoon after NXT, that's going to be around what it starts at, what, 11 a.m.
Noon Eastern. Or 11:30 Eastern. So
we'll be covering it, folks. That's all we know.
We'll be covering it probably two or three Eastern. We'll have plenty of time between that and Mania. But everyone, please spread the word. Let people know the three of us are back. We're doing a ton of stuff this weekend. We really want to boost the numbers, boost the audience. Appreciate y'all helping us out. Love the super chats tonight. Guys, let's just take a moment again and thank Jimmy MT91 for the $200 super chat. That's crazy.
Thank you.
Absolutely crazy. Thank you so much, everyone. Have a great night. We'll see you back here this week on Gigantic Pop. Take care.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.